Good morning, Pilgrim. Man, a man cannot be idle and have Christ's sweet company. Christ is a quick walker. And when his people would talk with him, they must travel quickly with him, or else they will soon lose his company. Christ, my master, he goes about doing good, and if you would walk with him, you must go about doing good with him on the same mission. The almighty lover of the souls of men is not, he's not wont to keep company with idle persons. I find in scripture that most of the great appearances that were made to eminent saints were made when they were busy. You want to be visited by your father? Be busy. Moses kept his father's flock when he saw the burning bush. Joshua, going around about the city of Jericho when he meets the angel of the Lord. Jacob, he's in prayer, and the angel of God appears to him. Gideon is threshing, and Elisha is plowing when the Lord calls him. Matthew is in the receipt of custom. He's at work when he is bidden to follow Jesus. And James, John, they're fishing. The manna which the children of Israel kept till morning, it bred worms and it stank. Idle grace would soon become active corruption. Moreover, sloth hardens the conscience. Laziness is one of the irons with which the heart is seared. Abimelech, he hired vain light persons to serve his turn, and the prince of darkness, he does the same. Oh, friends, it's a sad thing to rust the edge of one's mind. Just let it rust away, turn to dust, empty brain. A lot of men, a lot of women, when they get old these days, end up that way. To lose keenness of moral perception, but sloth will surely do this for us. David felt the emasculating power of sloth. He was losing the force of his conscience and was ready for anything. The worst was near at hand. He walks upon the housetop and he sees the object which excites his lust. He sends for the woman. The deed's done. It leads to another crime. He tempts Uriah. It leads to murder. Uriah is put to death and he takes Uriah's wife. Ah, David. How are the mighty fallen? How is the prince of Israel fallen and become like the lewd fellows who riot in the evening? From this day forth, his sunshine turns to cloud. His peace gives place to suffering, and he goes to his grave, an afflicted and troubled man, who, though he could say, God hath made with me an everlasting covenant, yet had to precede it with that very significant sentence, although my house be not so with God. Is there anyone among the Lord's people who would crucify the Lord afresh and put him to an open shame? Is there any that would wish to sell their master with Judas or turn aside from Christ with Demas? It's easy to do. Oh, you say you'd never do it? Well, perhaps you couldn't. You get slothful. Do not fight the Lord's battles, and it'll become not only easy for you to sin, but you'll surely become its victim. Oh, how Satan delights to make God's people fall into sin. And then he does, as it were, thrust nails into the bloody hand of Christ. And he does stain the fair white linen of Christ's own garment. Then he vaunteth himself that he hath gotten a victory over the Lord Jesus and hath led one of the master's favorites captive at his will. Oh, if we would not thus make hell ring with satanic laughter and make the men of God weep because the cedars of Lebanon are cut down, let us watch into prayer. Let us be diligent in our master's business. Let us be fervent in spirit. Let us be serving the Lord. David was saved. I only speak to you who are saved, and I beg and beseech of you to take notice of David's fall. and of the slot that was at the beginning of it as a warning to ourselves. Some temptations come to the industrious, but all temptations attack the idle. Notice the invention used by country people to catch wasps. They put a little sweet liquor into a long and narrow necked file. The do-nothing wasp comes up, smells the sweet liquor, he plunges in and is drowned. But the bee comes by, and if she does not stop for a moment to smell, yet she enters not, because she has honey of her own to make. She's too busy in the work of the commonwealth to indulge herself with the tempting sweets. Master Greenham, a Puritan divine, was once waited upon by a woman who was greatly tempted. Upon making inquiries into her way of life, he found she had little to do, and Greenham said, "That is the secret of your being so much tempted. Sister, if you are very busy, Satan may tempt you, but he will not easily prevail, and he will soon give up the attempt." Idle Christians are not tempted of the devil so much as they are, so much as they tempt the devil to tempt them. Idleness sets the door of the heart ajar and asks Satan to come in. But if you're occupied from morning till night, if Satan shall get in, he must break through the door. Under sovereign grace and next to faith, there is no better shield against temptation than being not slothful in business, being fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Never even mind those who are doing little for Christ. That once you were not so cold as this. There was a time when David, when the sound of the clarion of war would have stirred his blood and he would have been eager for the fray. There was a day when the very sight of Israel marshaled in goodly phalanx would have made David bold as a lion. Oh, it is an ill thing to see lion chains like this. God's hero stays at home with the women. There was a time when you would have gone over hedge and ditch to hear a sermon and never minded standing in the aisles, but now the sermons are tedious. Oh, they're so tedious to some of you. Although you have soft cushions to sit upon. And if there was a cottage meeting or street preaching, you were there. Oh, you say, that was wildfire, blessed wildfire. Lord, give you the wildfire back again. For even if it be wildfire, better wildfire than no fire at all. Better to be called a fanatic than deserve to be called a drone in Christ's hive. Something from Charles Spurgeon to think about. Yep. From his book, Words of Wisdom for Daily Living. Charles Spurgeon had wisdom because he spent his time in God's word. He spent his time in God's work. So don't be taken over by the evils of sloth. Keep busy doing God's work, reading his word, and staying in prayer. God bless, Pilgrim. Have a blessed, blessed day with Jesus.